We have one more storyteller tonight, and this is very cool. He is one of the founding members of the Nerdalogue Sketch Comedy Group. He came out to Denver 4 years ago, and we miss him dearly. But he is here right now. This is Mr. Alex Talavera.
Give it up for Eric, please, everybody, you guys. Thank you very much. All right. Back in the day, I used to, like, memorize these things and perform them with, like, gestures and shit. Anyway, I wrote this out. 6 months ago, when everyone I knew and everything I read, when the thing they said could never happen happened, my wife started crying on the couch. She was upset, like we were all upset, but also she was afraid. She was afraid because, and this isn't her fault, she married and had kids with me. I'm a Mexican-American. It's not obvious. I'm second generation and thoroughly assimilated. I was into ska in high school, if that gives you a baseline. But she is extremely white. And the sort of non-specific racial animosity that seemed to be permeating the election had never been directly aimed at her. Now, with two mixed-race kids, she was feeling that threat, and she feared for her kids and worried about what kind of challenges they might face growing up. And it made me feel like a real asshole, because I swear to God, I was not worried about them at all. First of all, because I'm from Arizona, and unbelievably shitty racism against me and my extended family is so ingrained that, like, Trump is like a 6 or a 7 on the AZ racism scale. And also, because my wife, as I mentioned, is extremely white, and our kids, well, they have my hair and my eyes, are pretty much also going to be white. I'm not a punk! I'm going to teach them Spanish. And that Cinco de Mayo was fucking not Mexican Independence Day. And hopefully let them be proud of their heritage. But I'm also not going to pretend like I don't have a lot of thoroughly assimilated white people interests too. Hiking, yes, a walk to nowhere, is actually pretty fun. Skeptical minorities in the audience, give it a shot. I'm also realistic about my chances to, as a parent here, to like 100% deflect the swarming, assimilating culture in which my girls are going to be immersed. To paraphrase Jack Donaghy, the third generation snowboards and takes improv classes. And here's some real shit for you. Turns out, I'm not even fully Mexican myself. This was not a surprise. In fact, about 5 years ago at a Your Story show in Chicago, I told a story under the theme of proposing a theory. The theory was that, contrary to my family history, I am not 100% Mexican, but likely 25% of Asian descent, by way of my maternal grandmother and some smoldering hot Filipino dude that she banged, I can only imagine, on a filthy mattress jammed into the bed of a Ford Ranchero. This is where I assume my mother was conceived, even if she wasn't the child of infidelity, by the way. Back in the 50s, basically everyone was fucking in trucks or innovative truck-coupe hybrids. But evidence in support of the theory, and I won't belabor it since I drunkenly rambled about this for like 20 minutes last time, is not insubstantial. My mom is extremely, some might say suspiciously, Asian-looking. Her family nickname to this day is China, which literally means Chinese. Her baby pictures are fucking hilarious. If you think of them from the context of my grandmother showing them to people and trying to play it cool. Really? No, I think she looks like your tío Rafai. See, right there in the finger? Webbing? Anyway, last night, literally last night, my brother Carlos confirmed the theory. He had come over to pick up a couple things he'd left for the barbecue, and he and his girlfriend were playing with my two girls, reading them stories and fucking around, when suddenly he looks up like, "Hey, did you hear we're part Asian?" The fuck? When he told me that Mom had come out and confirmed it, I was a little sad, but only for my mom. Carlos and I had come up with this theory years ago, and after presenting it, we learned that a similar theory had been proposed by every single fucking person my mom had ever met ever. Really, she was the lone holdout. And I know it was at least in part because she didn't want to accept the truth that might have tarnished her mother's memory. Apparently, my mom finally got more curious and protective and went on a fact-finding mission with her sisters. What happened was that Nana was separated from my grandfather and had taken in with a married man who'd promised to marry her just as soon as his wife died. Take a note, fellas. This is what used to be called being a gentleman. Mom happened. My grandmother came back into the picture. Grandfather came back into the picture. And eventually they all moved to Arizona, where somehow everyone agreed to swallow that Mom took after Nana while the other kids took after their father. All 11 of them. My brother concluded, "Yep, part Filipino. Hey, your kids too." And Carlos is no biologist. But I ran the numbers and shit checks out. Now, there's some shit that maybe this explains, but mostly it doesn't change much of anything. My kids were already mixed race. To most people, it's just more history. The people that weren't going to be happy that half of them isn't white, I guess now they have an eighth of a model minority to up the ante. But really, I have a sneaking suspicion that in the coming years, white is either going to get a lot tanner or a lot quieter about this shit. My wife, who looks like if copy paper could blush, is Scots-Irish, with some German and Italian thrown in there, and at least one Sioux Nations people, like all y'all fucking white people like to claim. 100 years ago, white people would have fucking hated her. My best friend is Dutch-Irish, and his wife is black, and their kids are fucking awesome and speak French. My friend Jamie is half Japanese, half Mexican, and her husband is English, and their kid is going to go to school with my kid. And they might grow up and fuck. And their kid will be what? So when my wife was crying, upset and fearful for our children, I understood, and let her know that I understood. But I also wanted her to understand that it will be different than what I went through, even at its worst. I hesitate to say better, but certainly different, because they will be different, and the yardstick against which they were measured will be different. And I have to imagine that if in 1953 my grandmother could be so uninterested in racial purity shit that she fucked a married Filipino dude in an artichoke-laden Ford T model. There has to be hope for my kids in the year 2017. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Alex Calamari, everybody. Real pleasure to have you back.
Yeah, that was
that was the last story of the night. That's so fucking crazy. And it tied into one of your oldest stories, too. So awesome.